there's an escaping.
When you support an attorney,
can you describe a great satisfaction or happiness on a ruling, and can you describe one in which you were very upset?
Spikes up, and there's a lot of work to be done to satisfy the judges and to support the attorney. You must become invested in the case. And as it comes time for a decision, there must be a feeling here. Can you describe that feeling and what the feeling is like right before a ruling is made?
Trepidation. I think that's generally the feeling, actually, that everybody is so afraid, and you just got knots in your stomach. You're wondering how it would all come out. And sometimes if you've been privy to the debates of what to present, what not to present, you hope this is not the moment that will haunt you for the rest of your life. Usually here we have a TV there. I have a TV in my room. We have a few TVs, but we tend to huddle in the at the help desk room. You know, it's the bigger room, and we all tend to huddle there to listen to the judgments. And so people who have the TVs in their office would usually leave their office to be with other people. I think there is an escape in being with other people when you hear it. Yeah.
Can you describe a great satisfaction or happiness on a ruling, and can you describe one in which you were very upset?
I'll start with the one in which I was very upset because I worked on the case, and that's the case of Chiangugu. Bagambiki and Ntagirura, they were acquitted, as you would know. And that was very, very painful. That was very painful because that was based on some defects in the indictment. You see? And this is actually one of those, for me, it's one of those things that you have to get.
You have to get past. That you were disappointed in the justice system.
In terms of talking about the fact that there were defects in the indictment, we knew that, and we attempted to correct the defects. We filed.
Can you tell me about that?
The amendment had been filed for over a month or two, and we were told no trials have to start now because there are trial chambers. They're not doing anything, so they have to proceed to trial. You couldn't amend the indictment. So that we withdrew the indictment.
How did this make you feel when you heard the ruling?
You just felt you wanted to kill somebody, but fortunately you didn't do it. You know, you feel so, I mean, it's just a way of saying that, you know, the time we would have wasted in amending the indictment and the outcome, you see, it just leaves you for a few days asking, what am I doing here? Why did it have to come to this? Was it that important that we couldn't have invested 6 months more? How much was it worth? How much was the 6 months worth, even if it was 6 months? Because that would have been the maximum.
Did you ever feel that you were disappointed in the justice system, in the approach to the genocide?
Sometimes, yes.
Can you tell me about that?
Sometimes you just think that there are all these mechanisms to uphold the right of the accused. And then you wonder, what about the right of those who were massacred? Like talking about the defects in the indictment, you say, is the KO really an acquittal? You know, especially for this big crimes, that there must be somehow a balance, you know, to be struck. Okay, the prosecutor's indictment was defective, even if you said it was. Is acquittal necessarily the remedy that would, you know, be appropriate? Well, the courts have said that is the remedy. But as a person, you ask yourself, surely there must be something, you know, if you look at the nature of the crime, that there is something in between that could be done. You know, yes, you think about that sometimes, and you think it's not, you know, and you say, is it worth it? But I think also it's been worth it because there are so many things also on the record that would guide the future. Even if we had gotten 5 convictions, I think it's a statement. I don't think we can. I've come to the conclusion that we can do it all and that we can do justice the way we wanted to. But if we can, you know, make some people responsible, I think that is part, that helps.